Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Theo on the radio is right here, right now. It's the Good Day program, celebrating Thursday the 11th of January. It's a good day. Yesterday was a good day. Tomorrow will be a good day. Today is a better day, depending on what is going on in your life. I can be the king of the world and say, I proclaim today to be a good day. It's a nice day. It's going to be a fabulous day. Okay. So Jay Kirshner is here. Doug Steffen is here. And I want to look through the website of the Glass Door. They've released their annual list of the best places to work in these here United States. And this is based on employee reviews and rankings. So the future of work, like I'm saying, today's a good day. Today is the day that we have the future of work in our focus. Workers are holding their pens. Glassdoor has written, quote, employees want to work for companies that prioritize leadership, transparency, flexibility, and growth.
That sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like it ought to be the right thing to focus on. The list provides that leading employers are taking note and pivoting to meet these particular needs. And the needs are changing of the employees all the time. So there's a big consulting group called Bain & Company that is on the top. I never heard of them. I don't think I've ever heard of them. There's an investment company called Bain. I wonder if this is the same one. This is the one that leads the larger organizations. In the tech side, NVIDIA is number one. And in the software company business, ServiceNow is there. So I don't know any of those companies, right? Do you? Any of them ring a bell with you? No, none of them do.
I know NVIDIA makes, like, computer parts, you know, graphics cards and all stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I think Bain is an investment company. It's also what you would expect, I suppose, that tech is in the spotlight, right? Because that's where people who come out of school seem to be interested, even if they don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be.
Kids of the next generation have spent their summers going to coding camps and all of that stuff.
Yeah, right. All right, we also have the polar vortex back again this year. Isn't that sweet? Nice to know that the polar vortex, whatever it was and however it was concocted, it's the big storm stuff that comes down from Canada. Our friends, you'd think if these Canadians were that friendly that they wouldn't send us down this glucky weather, right? Maybe they aren't such good friends after all. Wow.
They're the best. They're like, here's snow for you.
Snow, wind, rain, horrible weather. Hello, it's Christmas. No, it's not anymore. It's New Year's. No, not anymore. It is January, and then we'll have February. We'll have March, and then we'll have spring. All right? That's kind of the way it works. That's the way it goes. So I'm looking at some of the weather things around the country. Looking at forecasts and stuff, and okay. Maybe I'm becoming repetitive because I don't buy into all of the global warming stuff and the climate change in terms of the fact that it might be that if we buy an electric car, or if we make electric school buses, or if we come up with an electric truck somehow, that'll fix it. It does clean it up a little? Yeah, of course it does. Yeah.
But is it worth the price of admission? Right now it may seem to be, because you get a lot of tax credits for doing it. But 7-8 years from now, after your battery's gone, let's talk about it then. I'll still be here. Jay will be here, so you can have our attention if you'd like at that time. You know what else will still be going on 7 years from now? The sale of Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, it will be.
All right. They start today. This week runs through the 1st of April. Very highly anticipated every year. I always buy a bunch of, spend about $100 every year buying Thin Mints and Samoas.
Thin Mints are good, especially when you put them in the fridge or freezer.
Uh-huh. So the National Girl Scout Organization telling sellers and buyers to rally around the theme, Unbox the Future. It's interesting. I'm looking at the press release now from the Girl Scouts. The theme, quote, aims to remove social barriers that keep girls boxed up. So when you buy Girl Scout cookies, you're buying more than cookies. Every package of Girl Scout cookies, so they say, puts girls one step closer to making real changes in their own future and helping the world. That's interesting. Right. Girls break expectations through the power of the cookie program. They open a host of possibilities beyond the box. So, what's in the box? There are all kinds of, if you go to Girl Scouts website, you can find where they are selling Girl Scout cookies near you. A lot of supermarkets now have them. And next
month,
yeah,
I don't believe they're not allowed to order door-to-door anymore like they used to once upon a time.
No. Why, is that because that's dangerous? Is that the state of the world that we're in? It's dangerous to do that?
Yeah, I think it's multiple reasons. One, the whole soliciting thing, and dangerous, difficult to send them off on their own. So now they just get the full groups together and set up shop outside different businesses.
Right. Well, they in, at the end around where I am, sometimes they go into a neighborhood set up at the end of a driveway, depending what the weather's like. And four or five of them be there, and, you know, they'll all have little horns, and they'll try to... Mr. Girl Scout cookies here! Yeah, maybe not so much like that, but close enough. So buy your Girl Scout cookies, and next month you can order them online if you like, whichever, and they'll send them to you. But important to know, it's Girl Scout cookie time. Here's the story of a Texas community... Small community for the homeless has 2,000 neighbors, and they're trying to help in Austin, Texas, the homeless. It's Travis County, actually. It's a big movement across the county beyond the zoning laws of the city. This village of tiny homes has been helping to ease the homeless problem in Austin, and it's been going on, I guess, for a number of years, Jay. The last round of philanthropic fundraising is going to help them become one of the largest communities of their kind anywhere in our country. This thing started in 2019, called Community First Village. Opened up to renters on the outskirts of Austin. Their mission, they said, was to exclusively house and accommodate formerly homeless people so they can have the freedom and security to heal from the years they spent living out on the street. So they have facilities also for RVs and micro houses. The village also has community gardens, beehives, workspaces, playgrounds, recreational areas, parks, kitchens, and other group facilities. All you have to do is pay what you can, between $200 and $430 a month, which they can now afford because they have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And the jobs are secured within the village. So the village provides you with jobs and provides you with a place for mobile home or whatever it is. This village was created by the Mobile Loaves and Fishes charity through the community space. They have, 200 formerly homeless residents. Organization began constructing additional facilities late last year, and so when they're done, the village will be able to accommodate 500 people 40% of the Austin chronically homeless. Let's see, a couple of years ago, I'm looking at the chronology here. The mastermind behind the Charity and the Community First group broke ground on a nearby site that takes the number of tiny homes to 2,000. It's amazing. And by the way, this guy's name is Mark Hilbelink. I think that's how you pronounce his name, Jay. The fact that there are this many people there, Austin has become a very popular community, especially for people who want to get out of Los Angeles or get out of California and move to a place that's better. I think a lot of them have gone to Austin. I'm not sure that they've been able to handle the price of real estate in Austin has gone zooming up because so many people want to live there. And I guess I don't know that much about Austin, frankly. I know that there's a direct daily flight from Boston to Austin, and I never saw that before, so there's got to be some reason there's traffic there. What'd you say?
Yeah, I was just saying I'm not super familiar with Austin either. I've never been there.
No, yeah. Yep, maybe it's a good place to go. Just check it out. See it. I wonder if this could be a model that could be used elsewhere. There are two questions.
I would think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, in this circumstance, is this a way to handle the problem? Or is there another way to handle the problem? Are the problems of communities that have a lot of homeless, like in Los Angeles County, there are 70-some-odd thousand homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
I feel like the homeless in L.A., I feel like there's two different homeless communities in L.A. One is people just fell down and out on their luck. There are others where people just want to live off the grid, and this is their version of doing so. They want to live this way.
And it's so easy in California to do it because there's so many freebies that the taxpayers are convinced they ought to do. And so that's what they do. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about the whole thing. But I think this is a laudable effort to help people who may not be able to help themselves. So, yeah, maybe it is a good model for, you know, every area of the country is different, has different needs, different ways of dealing with things. So maybe this works there, and maybe in your area there's another way of dealing with it. But at least dealing with it is important, I think, for sure. January the 11th is what we have here on Good Day at 18 after the hour.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get busy here at 23 after the hour. Time for us to dig into some of the trending items, the gossipy items from social media. And, Jay, I think there's probably nothing more. And it's not salacious. It's just something that people have focused on since the Golden Globes. Said again, Doug, with a B. Golden Globes. Selena Gomez then has revealed what she really told Taylor Swift at the Golden Globes, and because this video is everywhere, you know what? It's our job to unwrap it all. So what did she say? You'll find out right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
I'm picking out this dress, trying on these shoes, because I'll be.
Didn't we have a story last week, Jay, about Selena Gomez stopping her singing and focusing on acting?
Oh, yeah, she thinks that she has maybe one more album in her. But I feel like that's just there's an ellipsis and then a for now. Because you never know. You can take a break, take a hiatus, and then...
Right, yeah, right. Okay.
Try to get more.
Well, as we all know, the Internet loves a good lip-reading theory. So when you pair that with two of the biggest stars around these days, Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift, wow, instant viral moment. So after the Golden Globes on Sunday, a video of Gomez gossiping with Swift went viral. The question is, did Gomez really tell her that Kylie Jenner wouldn't let her take a picture with Timothy Chalamet. Is that how you pronounce his name? I think it is, right?
Yes, and anxious Chalamet. Minds want to know, was that the case, Doug?
Yeah. Well, this has been, what, how many days now? It's been 3-4 days with all this kind of speculation. So the lip-reading experts went to work, and I guess there was some also investigation with TMZ and E and all these other these groups of people that have nothing else to do. Extra, extra! So the singer claims that she was gossiping about friends, not just. She didn't say she didn't talk about Chalamet and Jenner, but there are other things that are nobody else's business.
Yes, so, she said she was talking about two of her friends that hooked up with each other.
Yeah.
And she added,
who
not that that's
be?
Anyone's business.
Mm-hmm. No.
But who cares? She's right. It's not anybody's business.
Yeah. Well, listen, they all like to make themselves like all these silly shows, right? Inside Edition and an Extra. And they all claim, they all act like these silly little reporters, like they're the best friends of all the stars. Hey, it's great to see you again, Taylor. Mm-hmm. Taylor looks at whoever it is and says, yeah, and then who are you?
Oh, we all know those radio people who have met a celebrity, like a certain celebrity once, and then every year on their birthday, they regurgitate that exact same photo for social media, and they're like, hey, happy birthday, so-and-so, love ya, hope you're having a good day, as if they're like BFF.
Right. Yeah, right. BFF stands for best to foolish fitting or whatever. Anyway, it is kind of silly and it's laughable, but it's also enjoyable to yak about here, right? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness, and don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Attention small business owners, this could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-300.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is not ready to speak about a potential choice for vice president.
Well, I can't tell you that, really. I mean, I know who it's going to be.
Give us a hint.
I'll give you. We'll do another show sometime.
At a Fox News town hall event Wednesday, Trump's still leading the GOP polls by a wide margin, but the field's beginning to shrink even more. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie dropped out of the race Wednesday, leaving Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and Vivek Ramaswamy as the only remaining candidates. Pop star Selena Gomez is being cast to play Linda Ronstadt in an upcoming feature film. According to Rolling Stone, the movie's in pre-production now. Hints from Gomez had been popping up on her social media pages in recent days, including a photo to Instagram this week that showed Gomez reading Ronstadt's memoir. Ronstadt's won 11 Grammy Awards and has sold over 100 million records. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
So aggressive.
I know. That's a clip from Scarface. I think that was the movie that put Al Pacino on the map,
as a matter of fact.
Yeah. All right, here we are, the Good Day program. We're on the map. Been on the map for a long time. This is the, what is it, 36th year, 1988? Yeah. So we work our way through the news of the day, the things that people are talking about, things that matter. And everybody has... things, yeah, we're all different. Different things matter to us all. So we try to pick and choose all of those things. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen are the we. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. We're trying to keep every day a little bit of a fire burning. You know what I mean? No matter how small, how hidden, there's a fire. And it's hopefully a good fire, something that keeps things moving up and warm and out. And so perhaps an example of that, Jay, might be today's sort of, I don't know if celebration is the right word for it, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco has installed nets so that people can't jump off the bridge to commit suicide. This has been, I don't know, this is the most popular place in the country to commit suicide. Is there another way of kind of wrapping yourself around this? More people jump off this bridge when they've decided it's the end. And so the state of California has, and their suicide prevention group, have installed a lifetime advocacy net. That's what they call it. Always got to have some kind of a name for stuff, right? Like this, a lifetime advocacy net. So it's taken them, like, because this has been the most popular place to commit suicide for a long time. So they've been working on this net for 2 decades to try to get it installed, and now they have it. It's a stainless steel net designed to catch you if you jump off the bridge. So there's not much point in jumping off the bridge anymore because this thing sticks out 20-some-odd feet on either side of the bridge. So unless you're able to climb to the top of the bridge, which would be some feet in and of itself, and the chances are if you did that, you'd fall off and you'd be dead anyway. So not much point. There's a guy who survived the jump. This is one of the few people who have done it. His name is Kevin Hines. He was 19 and he couldn't stand it anymore. So he got up top of the bridge. He jumped off, and somehow he survived. So he was the one who was the poster boy, if you will, spearheading this initiative.
Mm-hmm.
He said to...
He had a second chance at life. I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He said, quote, "Had the net been there, I would have been stopped by the net and gotten help. I needed help. It's a cry. Suicide like this is a cry for help." So he is now a suicide prevention officer, and he talked about the tireless efforts of a lot of people who were determined that no one would ever jump off the bridge again. These were people that were members of families of folks who had jumped off the bridge. So I get the fact that they deserve a lot of credit, but why would this be so hard on the... You know, on the public side, the state of California especially wastes so much money on all kinds of stupid stuff. You'd have thought that somebody right away would say, yep, right away, tomorrow, let's get that out there. But it took them 20 years. So how many people jumped off that bridge in the past 20 years that might not have if they had just put the net up? I mean, it was silly money. It's not like it was a lot of dough.
Mm.
So...
Well, and the thing
and
about
also,
suicide is that people, once somebody has it in their mind that this is the route they want to take, if,
yeah,
like, the Golden Gate Bridge, if that's not an available option, they'll find another option. Because that level of depression, it has you thinking that your family, your loved ones would be better off without you, that this is the only way out. And that is never the case.
How do you get to that point? And today, Canada has a new...
Oh, wait, before we move on from this, can we just share the suicide hotline? Text or call 988 if anybody is dealing with something like that.
Because
that's a really heavy thing.
I was going to do that with regard to Canada because they started it today in Canada. It is the number for the suicide crisis helpline, both in Canada and America. Dial 988. You'll get a lot of help and healing and... stuff. So 988 is the number. What a shame that we have to highlight it, but better as a public service to do that than not. Maybe the next public service we ought to do is eliminate the political season. Now we're into it. The political sillies the political crazies, the political wannabes, the people who probably are the last people that you'd want as your friends, are out there beating the bushes. So there are a number of takeaways, I suppose, from the final GOP debate. Chris Christie announced yesterday he was out, so it was just between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. This is before the Iowa caucus next week, and I think Trump had a town hall meeting, but we're not focused so much on that because you kind of know what Trump is going to. I mean, you probably could figure out what all of them are going to say, but just for the heck of it, here's a clip from the Haley-DeSantis debate last night. It wasn't really a debate, but free-for-all.
Governor DeSantis.
When she was governor, she did bring Syrian refugees, and she got criticized for that.
That is not
she
true.
Also, in her
DeSantis
comment,
hold on, hold on one second, Governor.
That is not true.
We'll give you your turn in a second,
you
Governor
did.
DeSantis.
It's noted. So,
it is unbelievable.
DeSantisLies.com. That was her response.
It's the same stuff over and over and over. So these two are the top of the heap to become the leading alternative to Donald Trump. Isn't that an interesting handle? We are the alternatives. I am the alternative. I'm here when you need me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so it's a lot of huzzarai. I'm sorry that Chris Christie's out. I didn't like the fact that he spent so much time talking about Trump, but I liked him as a, I don't know, kind of an alternative. Ramaswamy is kind of out of it. I think he should be. He's annoying. And Asa Hutchinson, I haven't talked about him much. He's from Arkansas, the former governor there. So I don't think they qualified, though, for the they're out because they didn't have enough votes.
They didn't raise
whatever
enough
it
funds.
Is that they didn't raise enough money. Yeah. And isn't that a terrible? That's an indictment of the system right there.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, the Republican National Committee decides who's going to be there. You don't think that the Republican National Committee, the Democrat National Committee, is controlling what goes on and controlling who you get to vote for? That's why I like and am very eager to support somebody like Robert F. Kennedy, because he's not beholden to either of these two parties and all of these bums that run those two parties. So you can say what you want about him. And there will be a lot said because he's moving further up the polls. So they'll take their shots at him. But no matter what, I like the underdog usually anyway. You know that. And so in this circumstance, he kind of is. And I don't, people say, oh, you're wasting your vote. You're going to get somebody else elected. You know what? So what? That's what I choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
I do not choose to vote for either of these.
Yeah.
What statement?
That sentiment, what you just said, that you're wasting your vote. So you're saying that people don't get to vote for whom they want to put in office. They have to cast the vote strategically to keep people out of office.
Right.
What a shame.
What? It's a sham. Never mind a shame. It's pretty damned outrageous, frankly, that the circumstance has gotten to where it is. So I'm more and more for Kennedy, frankly.
I like the idea of First Lady Cheryl Hines.
Why?
I'm just a big fan of hers.
Are you?
I think she's great. She's a fabulous human being.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. There's somebody else to vote for, folks. Here's somebody not to vote for. Virginia, is it? I've never pronounced her name right. Is it Guffrey? Jeff, how do we pronounce this woman's name? She was paid a lot of money to have sex with Prince Andrew, and she's on this list. She was in New York, or she's in court. There was a deposition that goes all the way back to 2016 as part of the lawsuit against Alan Dershowitz, another one of the names that's in this being banged around back and forth and up and down. So the court documents that are now public She was asked in this proceeding back in January 2016 if she was paid $10,000 to $15,000 by or on behalf of Jeffrey Epstein for having sex with Prince Andrew.
And I think she said, yes, I did. On like three occasions? Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. She said, I got it in American dollars. Then she was asked if she paid taxes, and she said, no. There you go.
How would you even explain that one?
Yeah, I know it. She said her first experience with Prince Andrew took place at the home of Ghislaine Maxwell, who had a house in London at the time. She was 17 years old. Prince Andrew should be in jail someplace. I mean, it's pretty obvious what was going on with her. But then you go back to the whole business about the reason that Maxwell's in jail serving a 20-year sentence is because she played the major role in all the sex trafficking of girls who are under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, she was, grooming and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah. So she said this was forced on her, but you get $15,000. I don't know about that. But anyway, that's not the main thing. Main thing is that this thing, this whole business, this Epstein business, has taken on a life of its own again. And the release of all these names again has been unsettling again for a lot of people. Does it need to be a focus? I suppose. Prince Andrew, Jerkelberger that he is, has admitted to knowing Epstein, but denied having anything to do with any of these girls. Those of you who believe that, you can now get up and go collect $100 somewhere. Because there aren't many of you.
So his mom was like, you go stand over there. Yeah.
Yeah, right. 48 past the hour on Good Day.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah! Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey! My window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I wish I could get this stupid jar open. Jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Time here on Good Day, brought to you by Progressive Insurance, insurance for motorcycles and cars and boats and RVs. You know the story. If you want protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save. All you do is dial them up, 800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. So this is our food, farm, and family visit on National Milk Day. Moo, 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 moo. And when I say milk, I'm not talking about that crap that comes from coconuts or almonds or
not
any of the
very
other things.
Alternative stuff, but the real,
no,
whole dairy.
Real milk from cows and goats, mammary glands, mother's milk. So let's have a... we've separated it out. June is usually dairy month. So, you know, you remember that. But apparently because more people in the ag community wanted to have Milk Day separate from our dairy month, they've designated January 11th to observe the first time milk was delivered to homes inside sterilized glass bottles. It took place on January 11th, 1878.
Wow.
And they were sealed at the time with wax paper. Before that, you know, the delivery of milk wasn't quite as safe. It was downright hazardous, I think, in a manner of speaking. But now we have the technology. It isn't just about pasteurization. It's about cleanliness. I have been a raw milk farmer. I've sold raw milk. Hundreds of gallons a day on my farm before I stopped doing it when I had an accident on the farm. It wasn't, had nothing to do with the delivery of the milk. It was we had a barn loss and a bad storm, and I just lost my starch in doing it because we lost so many cows. But anyway, the essential nutrients that are in raw milk, I celebrate even above what is in whole milk, which is something drinking zero fat milk, you might as well be drinking water because there's no value to it. It doesn't do you any good. So you feed your baby non-fat milk hoping he's not going to get fat. He's not going to get anything because it's water. A lot of things. I like sourdough bread because it doesn't have any wheat in it, and it's mostly milk. So that's good stuff. Anyway.
That was so good.
Yeah, it is. It's the most staple of all of the human foods. When you think about it, get down to the brass tacks of it. A lot of people, well, I don't know if it's a lot of people, some people are allergic to it. But remember, it's the first food you ever ate. As babies, you had your mother's milk or milk from a cow, or however you got it. Milk was what you had for...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How long did you... how long was it? I'm trying to remember when my children were younger, my grandchildren. How long is it? A couple of months. The only thing you get is before you get some of the other foods.
Oh, the colostrum.
Right?
Wait.
Yeah, the colostrum. It's in the milk and milk itself.
Before the colostrum that first comes in, before the rest of it comes in, it's like the golden
yeah,
juice or whatever.
Yeah, that's the first couple of days.
Oh, yeah, most babies, some people will go a full year being breastfed or on formula. Some will go 2 years being breastfed. They say that you can switch, if you are using formula, you can switch from baby formula to whole milk after 1 year of age. And keep going because there's that stuff in whole milk, that additional nutrient that's really good for brain development. Some people, like what we did with Mac was while he was on formula, we also started baby-led weaning where he was starting to eat real food about 9 months old, safe food, things that were safe for him in addition to the formula.
So here on National Milk Day, perhaps the best thing to do is to celebrate the oldest and arguably the most natural food for all mammals in the world, the milk from a mammary gland. And so you go back 8,000 years to the origins of domesticating a cow, some of the wild early cows, which ranged over Europe and Asia and North Africa, were domesticated. And then people learned how to milk them by hand. In 1879, the milking machine was developed and patented, and so the mechanical method for milking began. Let's see, 1883, the milk war broke out between farmers and milk distributors in New York about pricing and stuff. And in 1940, the Dairy Queen first launched in Joliet, Illinois. So there it is, celebrating...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.